Bob Doak loved Christmas lights so much that he became an electrical engineer. For him, tracking down vintage ornaments that shine, twinkle, or move is a year-round pursuit. Naomi Lewin of Cincinnati Public Radio looked in on Bob Doak this year as he decked the halls of his Ohio home.
Anything electrical fascinates me. And Christmas lets you do anything you want and nobody can make fun of you.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
These are all old series lights. These are the most common that everyone had. People probably remember these. There were strings of 7, 8, and 9. The bad news is, if one goes out, then the electrical circuit goes out and the whole string goes out, and then you're constantly trying to find the burned out bulb. It started when I was about 8. There were no children, really, to speak of in our neighborhood.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday.
They're all mostly retired people, and 2 doors down was this Roy and Ola Fuller. Well, he loved Christmas, and I remember this huge grand staircase, and at the top was a knife switch, just like what you saw in the Frankenstein movies. And he ran wires out, and he put trees, and then he built these strings of lights using large light bulbs, and he would turn them on with that thing, and if you touched it, it would definitely kill you.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
Bubble lights swept the country, okay? These are later ones. They kind of look like Sputniks. There are some that actually look like rockets. Some of them are just filled with liquid. And some of them are filled with liquid and sparkles, and then some of them are filled with oil. The oil ones were done during World War II, and that was because this non-flammable liquid that they used for safety was not available. And they had these sparklies in them, and they truly are the most impressive, and they've been named shooting stars. They're highly collectible and very rare.
Oh, star of wonder, star of might, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to the perfect light.
This tree's probably got 150 or so figural light bulbs. The figural lights depict everything, from ice houses to elephants, tigers, candy canes, Santas, birds. They're made of milk glass, and they were hand-painted, and over the years, a lot of the paint does actually come off them. They originally were made in Austria. They're not as pretty, but they're the oldest. These were made more in Japan and the United States, probably in the late 30s, 40s. They started doing cartoon characters later on in the 40s and 50s. Electric lighting was so expensive when they first came out in the early 1900s that many people would have only 7 lights on their whole tree. The strings and the bulbs were so expensive people would rent them. When the original electric Christmas lights came out, there weren't sockets, and you actually had an electrician come in and wire your tree. And it was very dangerous.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
You'll notice with the different lit Santas through the house, the older the Santa, the meaner Santa looks. I don't know why. I keep the real mean Santas in the back of the house.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Why?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Noma fancy figures. The fancy figures were made during a wartime period, and because they were made with whatever was available, they start to crumble. They're only made in a few varieties. There's the Santa, the duck, the rabbit, there's a dog, and an angel. Oh, the angel lost her head. Okay, she disintegrated during the winter. Her head fell off. Oh, well.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
These are actual bells, and this is an electromagnet. Turns off and on the current and rings the bell. Now, today's standard, this is really hokey, but back then, this was an amazing, amazing invention. That's the magnet turning off and on.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock, jingle bells swing and
Lighted Ice. This is probably the latest thing that I collect. They're just round globes, and they were covered with this plastic that makes it almost look icicle-like. Probably a lot of people's grandmas had these.
Jingle bell time, dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square.
To turn on these lights, you always put them on a dimmer and you bring them up slowly so there's no shock to the filament. Because turning off and on a light is really what, you know, shortens the life of the bulb. Oh, and then, of course, the ultimate Christmas tchotchke. I found this on eBay. This is a set of organ chimes from... They said it had to come from Europe because the voltage is so high. This is not plug and play. You're always futzing with it through the season. But I like it because I can look back at all of these ornaments and I try to envision how the world was.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
You would think I was a serious collector, but you know what I do? I do this so I can look at them and have fun. I don't keep them pristine. I don't keep them in their boxes. I don't put them on display so people can see the boxes but never see them lit. The whole view for me is I don't care what year it is. If I like it, I mix it together and make it a magical place for Christmas. Why not?
It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time.